You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And a happy Friday afternoon on the Pomp and Joe Show. Pomp and Joe not here. I am Jason Mackey. I am here. I'm almost positive. Yes. Yes, I'm here. Sean Myers behind the glass producing. What's up, my friend? How are you?
I am wonderful. How about you, Jason?
Doing great, man. Happy to be in here. It's been a long time since we worked together. I'm excited about that.
I will say that Joe set a high bar yesterday for you.
Okay. What
many,
did you do?
Many are calling it the best show that he has put together in ages.
Really?
It was.
And that's a long list.
Yes.
Given Joe's proficient radio career.
Yes.
Illustrious.
No doubt the highlight
career.
Was the final hour that was completely impromptu. When Tyler
As opposed
Kennedy,
to the other hours
well,
that are
that's
impromptu.
That's a valid point, yes, valid point. Tyler Kennedy brought us a nice little surprise. Joe had
some
no
Casparitis
idea this
crunchers.
Was coming. Yes, Darius Casparitis, who Joe told me was maybe his favorite player ever to cover, came in here and they spent an hour together. It was great.
That's fantastic. And Casper is a character, too, as you learned yesterday.
Yeah, he promised me beforehand he was not going to swear because the first thing that came to Joe's mind is you're going to have to use the dump button a lot with him.
Yeah. Well, like most hockey players who are unconditioned on the radio side, have you ever seen Fast Times at Ridgemont High? Is that
not.
Reference going to land at all?
Well, I know it's a like 80s movie, whatnot. I'm not Joel Nelson, who's completely oblivious, but I've not seen it now.
Yeah. So he looks like Sean Penn's character. Took me a second. Jeff Spicoli.
Which this is like a 20-year-old Sean Penn, right?
Right.
Like they were very
right.
young back then.
Right. Like the older crowd, I'm 41, and we're off the rails already, which is great. I love it. The older crowd will get that. Aloha, Mr. Hand. Nothing wrong with a little feast on our time.
Who all was Every in that movie? Was Molly Ringwald? Was she was like very popular back
see,
in those
that's
days.
Where my brain breaks down. I can quote movies. I can't tell you.
Was Emilio Estevez?
No, that was The Breakfast Club.
Okay. See, I kind of think of those similarly.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I get it. Like, they're 80s movies set around high school. And, like, I know the actors to see them. And I just don't know their names. Maybe I should. But, no, it's really good. Sean Penn's the most notable, and his character is this like stoner named Jeff Spicoli, who's all about like surfing waves, dude. And Mr. Hand is the taskmaster teacher. And like Spicoli shows up in the classroom eating a pizza. It's tremendous. And it looks exactly like Darius Casparitis. Like Darius Casparitis could have starred in that movie.
Did you see him yesterday, by the way?
I did not. No. I've seen him somewhat recently.
He looks very good.
He does.
You would think a guy that was a bruiser like him, and I think he said he broke his nose like 7 or 8 times, you would think he'd be looking a little rough. He is. He's looking as good as he did probably in his mid-20s at this point.
Well, that's great. I loved Casparitis, man. I loved his playing style. I was a big fan growing up here, and it's a good quote, it's a character. As we're talking about, that had to be just a I did not hear that That had to be a fantastic hour.
Good thing
though.
The Odyssey app exists. You That's can go right. back and listen to it.
I could. You're very right. I should go back and do that. But anyway, it's Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey in for the guys. Sean Myers producing. We're going to have a great show. I'm really excited about this. It's a game day, sort of. A football Friday, sort of. We have fake football on Saturday. There's actually a lot to discuss here. And I was sort of, I don't know, bummed, depressed, something. I mean, it's the first preseason game, right? Like, I shouldn't have expected Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf and, you know, anybody else of note to play, and they're not. But I don't think this one lacks for intrigue. I really don't. I want to get into a lot of those storylines, what we're expecting. I was listening to Adam and Doran finish off the show talking about their game balls. I'd like to give my game balls. We'll just throw balls all around. And yeah, so there's some interesting storylines with that one. And then the Cam Hayward, Chris Boswell talk. I want to get into that a little bit. What should the Steelers do? What's a bridge too far? Are they wrong? And it's got me conflicted. Sean, let's get this out there first. Where do you fall on the contract talk with those two guys? Do you have a harsh opinion either way?
So this is more an issue that I have specifically with professional athletes and in particular NFL players. If you sign the contract, to me, holding out the, or holding in this instance, complaining and wanting a new deal, 1 year into a multi-year deal is not the way to go about it. Mm-hmm. And I do not like that. I will almost never take the player's side, while understanding that the NFL also works the other way, where teams can move off of players. They could cut them basically at any time when a lot of money is left onto the table. But I think the man we're going to have on in about an hour, Ray Fittipaldi, said this yesterday. If Cam wanted to bet on himself, knowing that he was coming off of an injury plague and below his standard year in 2023, he kind of settled for a lesser deal, right? But he could have gone with a short-term prove-it deal, had a great season, and then cashed in with a much more lucrative one. He didn't go that route. He signed a multi-year deal. So to me, I would say that it's awfully tough to take Cam's side knowing that he signed that, and then after one very good year, he wants to renegotiate and rip it up and get more money. I also think more people than not, while they love the player, Cam Hayward, understand that it's the Steelers' best interest to try to get, you know, reasonable deals with these guys, because they're going to have more flexibility. If they can save $5 million, $10 million on a player like Cam Hayward, obviously you want to keep him around, but you want that extra flexibility. You want the team to maximize all the money it might have.
Yeah.
So to me, I'm looking at that. I think Boswell may be a little bit different because, again, we mentioned, for me, the biggest issue with Cam is that he just less than a year ago agreed to something. And to me, if you make that decision to agree to the contract, you have to understand, hey, if I have a big year, I'm agreeing to something that's going to ultimately, you know, undervalue my contributions. But he made that decision 11 months ago. So yeah. I have a hard time siding with him in this scenario, although I don't like the fact that NFL contracts are not guaranteed and players are on the raw end of the deal far too often as well.
Yeah, I'm conflicted. And here's why I'm conflicted. And a lot of what you said, I agree with. At the same time, I can also look at this from a player standpoint and see that Cam Hayward is criminally underpaid. I think Chris Boswell is criminally underpaid. Like, these guys deserve their money. They have leverage. They're valuable commodities. Why should they not do this? And so I want to have sort of an inner dialogue from the player standpoint, from the fan standpoint, from the team standpoint. There are two sides here. There are two sides here. And that's why I rolled the ball out to you, Sean. Like, if somebody has a hard and fast take, that's fine, and I give them credit for it. And they, believe me, feel however you want about this. But I do think both sides have a valid argument. As a fan, you look at this and say, dude, we just did your contract. The team just paid you. What do you want? I want a raise. You want a raise. Everybody around here wants a raise. You did your contract. But let's talk about why this annoys us. I also think there's a greater discussion here, and this is sideways of the Hayward and Boswell point, but it's something I want to bring up and kick around with listeners, with you, Sean. this is a modern sports annoyance, right? Contract stuff. I'm upset with my contract. 15 years ago, it might have happened, not with the frequency that it's happening now. This is something that is sliding. It has gotten extreme. It's most extreme in the NFL, but hearing constantly about contracts. And I want to talk about modern sports annoyances because I have some grievances to air. I don't know about you. I don't know about anybody listening, but let those thoughts roll around in your head. What about sports today annoys you? Do you get tired hearing of contract talk? I do. I'll tolerate it for a little bit. I don't want this Steelers season to be defined by TJ Watt, Cam Hayward, Chris Boswell. I'm upset about my contract. I want this. And I don't, it's not even whining. Like, again, I understand where the players are coming from. I'd probably do the same thing if I was a player. But I can also understand as a fan, you want to hear about your team winning. We just did this. I want to hear about playoff wins. I want to hear about things that are going well, performance on the field, get in there with your teammates, go to work. You're paid in a different solar system than the rest of us. I don't have the stomach for it. But like, if you were Boswell, if you were Cam Hayward, and you were paid that much lower than people you were doing more work than, people you were performing better than, and you had the leverage and you had the opportunity to make a statement to your bosses, you bet your butt you would do that. I mean, come on.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A conflicting way of looking at this situation. And I don't see it has to be this way, it has to be that way here. I just don't. Both sides have valid arguments. We're also not going to run through strictly Steelers stuff today. I won't do it. I don't want to do it. There's a lot going on in the world of the Pirates, believe it or not. Not necessarily a pennant chase, no surprise to anybody out there, but this week featured some talk about a Paul Skeens extension. I'm pretty close to the situation. I have plenty that I can share on that front. I have plenty that I know over time, intel from both sides. I want to try to separate fact from fiction. I had Sean play the clip of Andrew Filippone bringing Dan Zangrilli on, and what he asked Dan, which was a valid, interesting question. I have Dan's answer, which was a truthful and insightful answer. And somewhere that broke down. I'm not sure why. I'm not sure if it was the idea of Andrew live tweeting what Dan was saying. It probably was, if we're being honest. And sort of people reacting to it. And now we're having a bunch of talk about a potential Paul Skeens extension. It's useless. It's useless fodder. But there is a way to talk about this that actually makes sense. I swear. Not necessarily the Skeens extension, but Skeens and the future of the Pirates, where they go, Skeens in the middle of it, what happens this offseason. There's a bunch going on with this team. So we'll get into all that as well. That was Off the Top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. That's a rundown of what to expect on today's show. Fan Twitter, it's brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Sean, I was in Washington last night for the Pony League World Series Fan Fest. Have you ever been down that way for that event?
No, I've been to the Wild Things Park and whatnot. That's probably the extent of my journey down there.
It was a good time, man. It was a really good time. It was outside of a Dick's Sporting Goods, which was actually somewhat new. They moved locations, but anyway, a whole bunch of people competing in the Pony League World Series were there. It was just a fantastic event. I wanted to shout that out real quick before we got into the guts of our topic. But that thing starts tonight. It's at Lou Hayes Pony Field. Super cheap to get in. If you're under 14, it's $5, $8 for adults. You can get a whole pass for $30. It runs tomorrow through the 13th. That's Wednesday. And you're going to see some great baseball. I saw it last night. It was just a ton of fun. Teams from 10 different countries, I believe, or 10 teams from a whole bunch of countries, United States, and then four additional as well. There's a Washington team, a South Hills team, some great entertainment there. It was a good time. So,
did you hear Pony was hyping you up going against these players?
Yes. You beat me too. Donnie, we were talking about that.
Yes.
So I got approached by a couple of people last night and said, hey, did you hear Pony was talking about you on the radio? And it was not just me, like a team of people at the Fan. Could they beat a Pony League team? I'm not sure we could. Some good ball, man. I'm not sure I'd be worth much of anything.
Now, how old are they?
13 and 14.
13 and 14.
Yeah. What was Pony saying? I've never actually listened to the clip.
Well, Donnie said that he did not think that we could form maybe a couple guys would fare all right, but we would not be able to form an entire team.
Yeah, I'm with Donnie on that.
That would be able to compete with them. Where Pony was saying, like, yes, they're very skilled, but they're just so small compared to us, and we would have a former NFL player, a couple of former college players, including yourself, and believe it or not, Mr. Callis. So the argument was just physically, we would be so far ahead of them that we would win. That was Pony's side. Donnie saying, no, we're not athletic. Many of us never were athletic. The other ones are past their prime type of situation. So I thought about this and I went back and forth. I really don't know. I would assume I would not like our odds, but I guess it would all come down to who's actually assembled on the team and where everyone would be playing. Because that's another question.
No, we'd get our butts kicked. Let's just be honest here.
I mean, are we going to have...
I don't know who would contribute for us. Like, Doran's going to be good. I would hope that I don't embarrass myself. I don't know if I'm going to be good.
Donnie said Doran obviously can hit a softball very far. Hitting a baseball against a pitcher who's, you know, locating and using different types of pitches is a lot different than hitting a softball.
And Callis turned around 90. That was impressive. I'll give him that. You think Crowley's touching something? I don't.
No.
I think Pony might be one of our, like, 3, 4, 5, 6 hitters.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't like our odds. I don't like our odds.
There'd also be a little bit, you know, like, baseball's different than other sports, but there might be even just a slight hesitation. Are we going 100%? Because if we let off the gas at all, we are not going to fare well. You would have to play.
Why would we let off the gas?
Because you're going against 13-year-olds, and that maybe is just a natural tendency.
Oh, I don't care. It's like Kramer in the judo class, karate class, not judo.
Do you play like dodgeball with little kids and just drill them in the face too?
I don't, but I mean, I wouldn't drill them in the face, but I don't know. Are you supposed to let your kids win?
No, I'm saying if there's a second of hesitation, though, it would be costly.
Yeah.
You would have to go cutthroat the entire way.
I mean, I'm not going to throw at them, but I'm not going to like lob
what
it in
they
there.
Throw at you?
But maybe if I deserve it, then great, plunk me. I don't have any problem. No, I mean, we're not talking like illegal stuff. I'm not going in spikes high into second base or like dropping his shoulder or going down the first base line, but I'd be scrapping for all I could do, man, especially if I'm pitching. I'm not letting up. My goodness, they'll probably take me yard.
Starkey would probably go in spikes first.
To each their own, man. No, I'm definitely not that dude, like, playing volleyball with little kids, just taking them out. Absolutely not. But I don't know. I beat my kids sometimes, like, in video games. I guess I should make sure I clarify that quickly. I don't always let them win. I need to learn how to lose. There's times when they're little, it's a little different, but, you know, can't just have it easy.
Texters are saying we would get crushed.
Yeah. Texters are
Pony League team, especially if it's like the best Pony League team.
Yeah. Any one of them competing, we don't have a chance. And who says, I'm going to quote Mike Tomlin, who says we're going to make the routine plays routinely? Absolutely not. There's no way. If there is a ball hitting the gap, unless it's, I don't know, Doran or maybe me, frankly, that might be something I'm actually equipped to do. Maybe Crowley could chase that down. I don't know.
But I think the working Cavalli, theory
I love him. He's
you,
not chasing down a double in the gap.
You were going to be pitching is what I think they were speculating.
Yeah, so there's going to be a lot of balls in the gap. At least those that stay in the yard. All right. All right. Back on the tracks. Let's talk about this Hayward and Chris Boswell thing, though. Really. Because I'm fascinated by it. It's similar to T.J. Watt. Like, the narrative around T.J. Watt, people were kind of over it. I remember at the height of that thing, Pomp put out a poll, and more people were siding with Pomp about, you know, don't give him the money, trade him. People wanted to move on. And I think it's an interesting place that this team finds itself. Probably the result of not winning in the playoffs, the result of, you know, any number of frustrations coming up short, whatever. I think patience is kind of worn out with some of this stuff. That's a very quick retort when discussing Hayward and Boswell wanting more money. What have you done? What have you done? And also, if we're going to take the, I don't want, fan side, maybe the negative side, we'll say that. You just signed a contract for Cam Hayward, 3 years, over $50 million. Doing okay, signing bonus over 20. I don't really see anything wrong with that. You're compensated very well for somebody in their mid 30s who could trail off at any time. That's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it, I go through and think about his average salary. 22nd. I've seen 22nd and 23rd, depending on what service you want to use. But according to Over the Cap, it's 22nd, $14.5 million. Look at some of the money that got thrown around this offseason. You've got interior defensive linemen making well north of $20 million. Milton Williams at 26. Zach Allen had an extension almost 26. Javon Hargrave, old friend, he got more. I mean, Cam is very much underpaid, relatively speaking. And Cam's also, I would venture to guess, is not looking to make Chris Jones money. Well over 30 mil. He wants to be compensated for somebody who made first team all pro. And I think there's a difference here. I do think there's a line in the sand to draw where if Cam's looking for a completely reworked contract, I think you're barking up the wrong tree. I don't think you're going to get much sympathy there based on what happened with Watt, based on what happened, you know, Steelers' precedent, frankly. Like, do you think this is enough to challenge their precedent of not negotiating contracts with multiple years left unless you're a quarterback? I don't think it is. I don't think you have that case. You just did a contract. Sean, as you said, that was your opportunity. That was your pick up the bat and swing it at the pinata, and whatever falls out, man, that's what you get.
Now, no one, I mean, beyond the rookie contracts, and I do think the franchise tag is difficult, right? Because it kind of, you know, allows a team to keep a guy around for potentially 7 years from when they start. But beyond that, once you reach free agency, no one forces you to sign a multi-year deal if you think you're being undervalued in that deal. And that's what I keep going back to is Hayward could have said, I'm going to do a one-year prove-it deal and then cashed in if he had gone that route. He didn't.
But he didn't want to. And that's his own decision now. and you have to live with that. But at the same time, Sean, I mean, look at how he's compensated. Look at what he's making compared to the rest of the league. Doesn't he deserve an advance on that money?
I know a lot of people said that he gets a signing bonus, what, like in March of 2026?
Roster bonus. You're going to advance,
yes,
the bonus.
That you could front load to, right, to now.
Right.
So yeah, something like that, you know, there's a way to work around it. But the question is, what exactly does he want? Would that appease,
right,
him?
Well, yeah.
Does he want more than that? You know, that becomes more difficult. So I don't know those situations with either of the guys. But again, I'm looking at it from the perspective of no one forces you to sign a multi-year deal that you think is going to ultimately undervalue. All of these players, they know, okay, I'm signing, let's say, TJ Watt. He signs a contract to make him the richest paid defensive player in football. That's not going to last more than a few months when Micah Parsons signs it. So 3 years from now, 2 years from now, Watt realizes that money that he's making, he's going to be, what, maybe not even in the top five at that point amongst defensive paid players.
And then we got to redo it.
But that's what you sign up for. If you're going to a long-term deal, you have to realize as the contract progresses, the money relative to other players and relative to cap is going to mean less and less.
I know.
You have to understand that when you make that decision to sign multi-year deals.
I know. That's the way this works. You can't, I mean, if we're going to go back and restructure, and I'm going to go over to the other side now. If we're going to go back and restructure every single deal because the player outperforms that, what are we doing here? Like, that's the entire idea of contracts and business and building a team and finding value. Like, yeah, of course, the player and the agent, you're going to try to juice the team for every single dollar that you can, as you should. But, like, that's your swing. That's your opportunity. We're not going to do this every year, are we? We shouldn't.
I hope not.
It's annoying. It's silly. Like, people are underpaid based on their performance all the time. And that extends far outside the NFL, of course. I mean, come on. But you're telling me, so every player who has a really good year, but he's not on a contract that pays him at the top of his position, now if the Steelers acquiesce to this, aren't they setting a precedent that that player should just do that?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the Steelers have long said that they don't negotiate when there's multiple years left, right?
Correct.
And Hayward has multiple years left.
The only thing, yes. Again, we don't know what Cam said. One, because he didn't talk yesterday, which I thought was foolish. This is out there. Just address it and squash it and say what you want, but that's a separate opinion. And if he wants a new contract, again, I think it's absurd. I don't like that. But if he wants an advance on money that is already owed to him and he's performed, that's sort of the loophole here that I can get down with. I'm not going to get offended if his beef is like, look at the roster bonus I'm due next year. It's almost $13 million, 12.95. And he says, I've performed. I mean, I'm Cam Hayward. I deserve this. Look at what the rest of the people are making. I can't imagine the Steelers would have a big issue with that. I also don't know why we're doing this now. Like, if this was an ask, make the ask. And are the Steelers really turning this down? Are they really saying, no, Cam, you're asking for, you know, an advance on this roster bonus that you're getting? It's basically $6.5 million, we'll say, to use some round numbers. It doesn't affect their cap. They have the cap space to do it. Cam deserves it. Like, I just don't understand what would prohibit that from getting done to the point where he's holding in and the Steelers have a need to team build. You want Hayward there, theoretically. I don't know. I think that can kind of be overstated. It's preseason. He's not going to play in the preseason game anyway. He's been out there, this, that, and the other. But ideally, you would want Cam there. All right, we got to take a break. Fan Text Lines brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. This is an interesting topic, or at least it's interesting to me. The two sides, Cam Hayward, Chris Boswell, are they right? Are they wrong? We can make a case on the player side. We can make a case on the fan side. I think there's part of it where You can easily criticize them and say this is stupid. I can also see it through the player's eyes and understand what they want. I think it depends on what they want. We don't really know. That's something from a media perspective I would criticize. Just speak. Be there. If you have these demands, if you're not on the field, don't you owe somebody an explanation? I'd say you probably do. We have a couple calls that have rolled in so far. If you've got an opinion, 412-928-9370, you know the number. Let's have a conversation about it. We'll have some fun. We also have Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette coming along at 11 a.m. He'll join us to join the discussion and also get you ready for Steelers-Jags on Saturday night. Jason Mackey in for Pomp and Joe, Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan.
This is Sean Myers with your Fan Headlines, Pittsburgh Steelers.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.